How you feeling, y'all? When I was a kid, I used to be opposed to the death penalty because I thought, what if they have the wrong person? And what if that wrong person happens to be me? And as a black person living in this country, being the wrong person at the wrong time is part of our experience. But as I have grown older and hopefully wiser, I have grown opposed to the death penalty for one simple truth, which is that none of us have the right to kill. And, Timothy McVeigh killed 168 people in Oklahoma, and so he was given the death penalty. And a few months before, Senator Bob Kerry came out and copped up to the fact that he killed civilians in Vietnam, and he came back and ran for president. And we have people who go and in the name of the United States government drop bombs in Iraq, they drop bombs in Japan, they drop bombs in Somalia, they knock fishing boats out of the water off the coast of Japan, they shoot aircraft down with missionaries in them in Colombia, and come back to this country and are rewarded as heroes. And it's the politics behind who you kill which determines whether or not you receive the death penalty in this country. 87% of the prisoners on the federal death row where Timothy McVeigh was are people of color. And the death penalty has become something today that there used to be a time when we'd read in the news, oh, they killed somebody at San Quentin last night, they killed somebody in Texas today, whatever. But now we have a president who has presided over more executions than any other governor in history. And it's no longer a time when we can just say, oh, well, it's just going on, it's just part of our country, that's the way it is. It's a time now when we have to make a decision within each of our hearts which side we are on. Are we in favor of the death penalty or are we against the death penalty? And it's time that we begin to raise our voices about that. This is a new song that we wrote that is about perseverance. It's about making up your mind you're gonna do something and then trying to hold on to whatever it is that brings you back to your strength, brings you back to your persistence, your energy, and keeps you moving on. I received the letter that you wrote me on a dark, cold and cloudy day. Reminding me on the side of the road, you'll find a light, you'll find a friend, you'll find a way. But today I'm feeling all broke down. I ain't got the faintest clue about what to do. Can't comprehend the situation at hand, so I try my best just to get back home to you. Gonna keep on walking now, yes I will. Gonna keep on talking loud, yes I will. Gonna keep on singing by, yes I will. Gonna keep on ringing now. Thank you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I believe that what you sing to the clouds will rain upon you when your sun has gone away. And I believe that what you dream to the moon will manifest before you rest another day. So stay strong and sleep long when you need to. Let the morning take you right on through the day. When you find you're at the end of the road, just lift your head up, spread your wings and fly away. Gonna keep on walking now. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on talking loud. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on singing by. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on ringing now. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on talking loud. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on singing about it.
Yes, I will.
Gonna keep on ringing out. Let me hear. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on talking about it. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on walking now. Gonna keep on singing about it. Gonna keep on ringing out. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on talking about it. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on walking now. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on singing about it. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on ringing now. Yes, I will. Keep on walking now. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on talking about it. Yes, I will. Gonna keep on singing about it. Yes, I will. Keep on ringing out. Yes, I will.
Thanks, y'all.